Welcome to the See You Sunday podcast, your weekly dose of honest, real, and relatable conversations that feel like catching up with your closest friend. I'm your host, Jasmine, and here we explore all things personal growth, lifestyle, wellness, girl talk, and everything in between. Tune in every Sunday and walk away with a full soul, fresh motivation, and inspiration to carry you through your week. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode here on See You Sunday. And if you are new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine and I am so excited to finally be back recording another podcast episode for you. It feels like it's been forever because my last few episodes that I recorded were pre-recorded. So it has been a while for me and it just feels really good to be back chatting with you guys and just slowly getting back into the flow of things. If you don't follow me on Instagram or anything, you probably don't know, but I was actually gone for 2 weeks. I was back in my hometown visiting my friends and my family, and I had a grand old time. I'll get into that in a moment, but I just got back home this past Monday, and I just have to say, as much as I love a relaxing getaway, a trip, a vacation, nothing beats that feeling of being back in your own space, waking up in your own bed, in your own home, and getting back into a routine. So that's kind of where I've been at this last week, just easing my way back into the swing of things and just kind of getting my life together. Also, happy November, you guys. We are nearing the end of the year, which is insane. And if 2025 hasn't been your year, I know it can be tempting to just throw in the towel and check out for the rest of the year. And honestly, if you choose to do that, I do not blame you one bit. But for me personally, I am doing my best to be very intentional with showing up for myself and my life for the rest of this year and so on and so forth. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about in today's episode, how to create a beautiful life for yourself that you actually love. And this episode was inspired by a podcast interview that I was recently listening to with Tracy Ellis Ross. I'm sure you've seen clips floating around on social media. Highly recommend if you haven't watched or listened to that podcast interview with her. So amazing. There were so many gems in that conversation, but one of the things that she said that really stuck with me was, do not go through your life asleep and wonder, how did I end up here? Because you will end up somewhere. And that really stuck with me because being intentional with my own life is something that I'm really passionate about. It's something that I've been intentional with doing throughout my entire 20s and now going into my 30s. And if you've been a longtime listener of the podcast, you've heard me talk about this exact topic many, many times about just being intentional with your life, taking control of your life, being the creator of your own life and not letting life pass you by. We have had this conversation many times, and listening to this podcast interview reminded me of the importance of being intentional with your life. And so I really wanted to just have a little pep talk on creating a beautiful life for yourself and one that you actually love. If you've ever caught yourself thinking, how did I get here? Or this isn't what I wanted for myself. Or maybe right now you're feeling a bit lost or unaligned in your life, this episode is definitely for you. This isn't a step-by-step how-to guide by any means. I have created other episodes in the past on this topic where I do share more of like a step-by-step guide on how to start creating an intentional life for yourself. So if you're looking for more of a step-by-step how-to guide, definitely scroll back a bit. You will find an episode on that. This is more so intended to be a much needed reminder slash pep talk to those who need that motivation or inspiration to take control of your life again and be intentional with your life and show up for yourself and show up in your life, because sometimes we forget that it takes intention in order to create a beautiful life for ourselves. I really hope that you enjoy today's conversation. So without further ado, let's get into it. If you're dealing with hair issues like thinning or shedding but feel totally stuck on what to try next, I get it. There are so many products out there and it can be so overwhelming to know which is actually going to do anything, which is why Nutrafol takes a whole body approach to hair growth, working from the inside out. You may have heard of Nutrafol's hair growth supplement and wonder, do they actually work? And that is a valid question. Many hair supplements overpromise and underdeliver, but Nutrafol is different. As the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand, it is trusted by over 1.5 million people and is clinically tested to deliver real results and just 3 to 6 months. Due to stress and my lifestyle, I started to experience hair thinning and shedding for the first time in my life. And after adding Nutrafol into my routine, I've noticed major improvements in my hair health. My hair is quite literally thriving now. Everyone's root causes of hair thinning are different, so a one-size-fits-all approach to hair growth doesn't cut it, which is why Nutrafol has multiple formulas designed to give your body what it needs to grow and support your hair's unique needs. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code MissJasmineShaw. Find out why Nutrafol is the best-selling hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code MissJasmineShaw. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code MissJasmineShaw. Okay, it's time for our Sunday Sip segment of the week, where I share my high and low from the previous week, and I'm going to keep this very short and sweet. I don't really have a low from the last week or two, honestly, which I love that for me, but I will say my high from the last 2 weeks was, of course, spending my time back home, slowing down, spending time with my family and my friends. One of the things I love about visiting home, aside, of course, from spending time with my family and friends and things like that, is that it always gives me the opportunity to slow down and reflect on my life. When I am here in Arizona, I'm busy, on the go, I'm doing things, I'm working, I'm very much like in my day-to-day life. But when I come back to my hometown, that is when I have time to not think, not work, not do, and I just get to be and slow down and check in with myself and reflect on my life. And every single time, without fail, I am reminded how much things have changed for the better, how much I have grown as a person, and how much I love my new life that I've created for myself. And so I would say that was a huge high for me these past 2 weeks, was, of course, spending time with my family and friends, but also recognizing how much I love my new life that I've created for myself. But that kind of leads me into today's conversation, which is how to create a beautiful life for yourself. And as I mentioned, this by no means is a step-by-step how-to guide. If that is what you're looking for, I definitely have created episodes like that in the past. Just scroll on down and you will find quite a few on this topic. This is just more meant to be a little pep talk, much needed reminder, motivation for anyone who has been not showing up in their life in the way that they should. Maybe you feel like you're just letting life pass you by, you're ready for the year to end, you're not really feeling motivated to show up in your own life. I am here to hold your hand and remind you that you are in control of creating a beautiful life for yourself, and you can in any moment. So yeah, let's get into that. This by no means is a secret, but this past year, I definitely have found myself spiraling a bit with those questions that we all seem to have at some point in our lives of, where is my life going? What am I even doing? And honestly, at some point this year, I could feel myself moving down a path that did not feel right for me. It didn't feel like me, and I just knew something was off. And it definitely was not a coincidence that during that time in my life where I felt like I was going down a path that wasn't right for me, that is when I also felt the most disconnected from myself for a very, very long time. I didn't even recognize who I was. I felt like a shell of myself. I felt like I lost my spark. And I guess it's because during that time in my life, I stopped focusing on what I truly wanted because I was too busy thinking about what I should want, who I should be, what I should be doing, and all the shoulds of it all, right? And there came a point where I told myself, if I don't make a change right now, if I don't do something about this, I am going to wake up in 10, 15 years wondering what the happened to my life. How did this happen? And I was not about to let that happen. Like I mentioned, I have spent most, if not all of my 20s being very intentional about my life and my choices and making sure that I did not end up like one of those people who woke up one day in their 40s, 50s, 60s and wondered, what happened? Why didn't I do all the things that I wanted to do? Why didn't I pursue my dreams? And I think a big reason why this is something I'm so passionate about is because at a young age, I always knew I did not want to end up like any of them. And so that is why in my 20s and now in my 30s, I have been so passionate about making sure I do everything that I can in my power to make sure that I live and create a beautiful life for myself. But The thing about life is sometimes we can have a clear plan and we can know exactly what we don't want and what we do want and work really hard, but sometimes we may get caught up in it all and get steered off course and go down a path that we have been avoiding or that we know is not right for us. And that's kind of what happened with me last year. Or this past year, I quickly got myself together and was like, no, we're not doing this. This is not for us. This is not you. I know this is what you think you should want, but it isn't you. And I'm so grateful that I was able to wake up and remind myself, girl, this is not your path. And so I share this because sometimes we know what is right for us, yet because of societal pressure, what our family tells us, what the internet tells us, what we think we should want, we can succumb to the pressure of it all and find ourselves walking down a path that we know is not for us. And I did have a little slip up this year where I took on a role that it wasn't the right thing for me, and I don't regret it because it was a learning experience. But if I'm honest, I really did take on that role because I thought, this is it, you know, like this is success. This is what I should be doing. This is what I should be working towards. And I was in it and I realized very quickly, this isn't me. This isn't what I want for my life. This is what other people tell me I should want for my life. But now that I'm living it and I'm in it, I'm not happy. And so I did have that moment this year where I did find myself walking down a path that is not for me. The first thing that I had to do to realign my life was I had to wake up and remind myself who I am. And I think that's something we all have to do from time to time, especially when we've evolved or changed, or maybe we've never really stopped to ask ourselves those really big questions like, what do I value? What feels meaningful to me? What do I actually want my life to look and feel like? And I think it's important that we ask ourselves these questions to remind ourselves of those things, because society, social media, your parents, your family, your friends can easily persuade you to believe in something else. So for me, the first thing I had to do was remind myself who I am, what I value, what I actually want my life to look like, what success looks like for me. Because if you're not checking in with yourself often, you may wake up one day and wonder, how did I end up here? Why does my life look like this? How did this happen? And so it's really, really important to often ask yourself these really important questions. Check in with yourself. Are you still aligned on your path? Has something changed? Do you still feel aligned with a certain goal? Do you still feel like you're on the right path? Like, really check in with yourself often, which is why I believe in like doing quarterly check-ins with yourself. I actually heard this tip. I think it was on a podcast that I was listening to or a video, but they were saying to treat your life like a business. And I know that might sound very like boring and rigid and not so fun, but the way that I interpreted that tip was the same way that in a business you do quarterly check-ins, quarterly reviews, you reflect on the progress from the previous quarter and game plan how the company can do better in the next quarter, and you set your goals for the quarter and all that, right? I truly believe that we as individuals need to do that in our own lives to, one, make sure that we're making progress in our life, check in with what's not working, what is working, what's changed, what we need to do differently, and to also make sure that we're still aligned with the mission. We're still aligned with the vision that we have for our lives and for ourselves. This is something that I usually do, but during this time when I was not on the right path for myself and I was feeling very disconnected from myself, I also stopped doing these like quarterly check-ins and asking myself all these questions. And it's no surprise that when I stopped doing those things, I started going in the wrong direction. And so I quickly had to get myself back on the right path. And the way that I did that was by asking myself these questions. And if there's any tip when it comes to creating a beautiful life for yourself, is treat your life like a business. Also, quick side note, if you can hear construction in the background, I am so sorry. They are doing so much construction near me and I just don't have any other option, so please disregard that if you can hear it. But anyways, once I asked myself those big questions, I then took a step back and really took inventory of my entire life. And I looked at the things that were either bringing me closer to who I am, who I want to be, and the life I want to live, and what are the things that are pulling me away. For me, some of the things that were pulling me away from who I actually was and the life that I want to create for myself, some of those things were my job at the time, certain habits, friendships. And I know at first it can feel extremely overwhelming to look at your life and feel like everything is wrong, everything is off, and that there is so much work to do and so much to tackle. I also had to remind myself that I have way more power than I realize. This is my life. And I, at the end of the day, have the say of what goes, what stays, what I will tolerate, what I will not tolerate. And I have the power in my life, what job I work, how I spend my time, the company that I keep. And I am not stuck in my life, even if my brain tries to convince me otherwise. So I spent, if you guys remember, I took some time off in the summer, and I spent this past summer literally breaking down my entire life and removing the things, the people, the places, the jobs from my life that I knew were not bringing me closer to who I am and the life that I want to live for myself. So when I came back on the podcast from my summer hiatus, literally so many things in my life had changed. And that was all due to my own effort, my own decisions and the actions that I took. I stopped waiting for things to change. I stopped waiting for things to get better. And I decided to take matters into my own hands. So I spent this past summer literally dismantling my entire life. I really reached a point this past summer where I was like, I'm done. I cannot continue going down this path that I know is not for me, that I'm not happy with. And I took control of my life in the ways that I could. And I think sometimes we pretend or try to convince ourselves that we don't have as much control as we do, due to fear and the unknown and all the things that come when you decide to make big changes in your life or make hard decisions. And trust me, I get that. Before I made all of these changes in my life this past summer, I knew for a while things needed to change, and I was just afraid. There was so much that was unknown, and that was very scary for me. And what I will say about that is, yes, it's hard to make these decisions. It's hard to change your life and do the scary thing, especially when there is so much that is unknown and you don't know what's waiting on the other side. But what I find to be even more uncomfortable is things staying the same when I know I'm not happy. At the end of the day, you have to choose your heart, and you can choose the dissatisfaction, the unfulfillment of things staying the same and not taking control of your life, or you can choose your heart, which is the uncomfortableness of the unknown and the new and the unfamiliar. And for me, I will always choose the uncomfortableness of the unknown. I refuse to live my life in a way where I feel stagnant or I'm not truly happy or I'm not fulfilled. But another thing that I will say about change in your life and letting go and growing that I think is not often talked about, but there is a certain level of grieving and mourning that comes from letting go of your old life, of letting go of friendships, maybe of jobs that you once loved or a certain path that you thought was for you. There is grieving that happens. And I really encourage anyone who is in a season of letting go, of making changes, allow yourself to grieve, allow yourself to mourn, allow yourself to go through the motions. Even if you know you're making the right decision for yourself and you know it's the best thing for you, that doesn't mean that you won't feel sadness about it. That doesn't mean that you won't feel confused or hurt, or you won't ever question your decision. Allow yourself to feel all of those emotions, but then remind yourself of why you did what it is that you did in the first place. That has literally been me since the summer up until now. I feel like now I'm in a good place where I don't want to say I'm no longer mourning, but I'm more in the like acceptance stage of grief. It was a lot, and it wasn't just like one thing in my life. It was literally everything in my life. It was so many different aspects of my life that I had to grieve and mourn, and that was a lot. So I say all this to say, if you are in a similar season, allow yourself to grieve and mourn and feel all of the emotions that come during this process because they will come. But I promise you will wake up one day and you will feel a little bit better and it gets a little bit easier. So now I'm in a place where my new life has started unfolding for me, and that has brought me so much joy, gratitude, and reassurance that I made the right decisions. And the last thing I want to say on this topic is, if you want to create a life you love, a beautiful life for yourself, you have to be genuinely obsessed with yourself and your own life. And I don't mean this in a vain, narcissistic way. I mean, genuinely be excited about your life. Look forward to your days the way you feel the night before a big trip or event or holiday. There's actually a quote that says, a big part about being happy is being excited. Be excited for everything, making a cup of tea, seeing a friend, the next episode of your favorite show. Live a life that you are excited about. And that's kind of where I am right now in my life. I'm learning how to be excited for my life, even during the slower seasons or as things start to slowly unfold for me. I genuinely want to wake up each day truly feeling excited for the day ahead. You cannot wait for life to happen to you. Make plans, take initiative, have gratitude for your life, try new things. In order to create a beautiful life for yourself, you have to actively participate in your own life. I think if all else fails, and if you're in a space where in your life where you're feeling lost or directionless, the best thing you can do in those moments is stop. Stop trying to control everything. Stop trying to have it all figured out. Stop trying to make a plan and simply focus on yourself. Be your own project, and not in a toxic, I need to fix myself, self-helpy kind of way, but in a, okay, I can't control anything that's happening right now. I cannot control what's going on around me. All I can control right now is myself. And use this time and season in your life to invest in yourself, focus on you, work out, plan your goals, think about your life. And that's kind of where I am in life right now. There are so many things that are currently unfolding that I can't control, that are up in the air, and I can only see one step ahead of me, but I don't have a plan. I don't have a clear vision of what the future is going to look like. So what I'm doing right now is just pouring into myself, being my favorite project right now, investing in bettering my mind, my body, my soul, my skin, my health, my habits, my mindset, literally everything. And I find that the more that I do that, the more I feel inspired in my life, and the more like ideas come to me and things just happen more naturally and organically. And the last thing I will say, which again, I believe Tracy Ellis Ross said something similar in her podcast interview, but focus on being the person you need to be in order to create a beautiful life for yourself versus doing what you think you have to do. So if you don't have a plan, if you don't know what the next step in your life is going to look like, that is okay. Focus on being the person you need to be first. And so to end off today's conversation, of course, I have to share my journal prompt of the week with you. And this week's journal prompt is, what does a life I truly love look and feel like? And who do I need to be in order to live this life? So there you have it, you guys. I really hope that you enjoyed today's little pep talk. If you did, I would so appreciate if you could share this episode with anyone who you think also needs to hear this pep talk as well. Rate and give the podcast a 5-star review. And yeah, that is all I have to say. I really hope that you have a great week. As always, I will see you Sunday.